Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Taria Kalani podcast. This week's episode is going to be about stepping into adulthood. So taking care of our responsibilities, prioritizing your time, bills, handling your money, transitioning from childlike state to woman man-like state, and also being the change you want to see. So holding yourself accountable for the person you envision yourself to be, staying in your lane to focus on where you're headed, and what you put out, you will get back in return. So if these topics interest you, then stay tuned for more. Okay, so this week's episode is going to be like a two-for-one special because I believe I missed last week's episode. That's what it says in my podcast schedule. And yes, I have a podcasting schedule because it keeps me on point and it helps me know what I want to talk about further in advance so that I'm not scrambling every week to worry about what I want to talk about. And it kind of just keeps me on point, keeps me on task, and keeps me accountable, which we're going to talk about, but keeps me accountable to myself and the promise that I made to myself and to you guys that I would try my best to post weekly, right? So that's why I have a podcast schedule. So yeah, so this week's episode is going to be a two for one. So I guess maybe we should start with, let's start with holding ourselves accountable and what that means. So I think, first of all, I'm so excited about both these topics because I think they kind of fall into one another, because when you do step into adulthood, a lot of it is holding yourself accountable because there's no more excuses. You're not a kid anymore. So it's like you kind of have to hold yourself accountable first before you can hold, before anyone else can even hold you accountable in most circumstances. So when we hold ourselves accountable for the person we envision ourselves to be, I see that as saying that we have made a vow to ourselves and that we need to stick to that, and that we need to, you know, take the time to really remember what we said we were going to be, because we can't, it's like we've always say, you manifest everything, but without the hard work, your manifestations won't come through for you. So I think in the hard work aspect of manifestation, I think that's where holding yourself accountable comes in. I think it's also about pacing yourself. So making sure that you don't overwhelm yourself with too much to do in a day or too much to do in a week in order to get to your end goal, right? I think it's important to make sure that you set little goals and little boundaries, because it can be a lot to give yourself a whole bunch of tasks and think that you're gonna hold yourself accountable and be able to do all of them in one sitting. I think that's too much. I would personally think that would just be a little overbearing. So that's why even for my podcast, I said weekly. I'm not comfortable, and I know I have work. I have a business that I run. So for me, I don't think I can hold myself accountable to posting 3 times a week or posting 2 times a week. I just, for me personally, I don't think that would be very fair to myself and fair to you guys, because I think I would fall short in that end. So I think that's important when you envision who you want to be, making sure that what the goal, the little goals that you set for yourself or the little things that you are going to hold yourself accountable for are realistic, and they're realistic to your lifestyle and they're realistic to where you are in your life right now. Because if you don't, you're going to just fall short every time, and you're going to disappoint yourself, and you're going to, and then, like we said last week, our mindset and how we frame ourselves, then our mindset is going to be that, oh, we never come through for ourselves, or we don't follow through with what we said that we were going to follow through with, right? And that's not fair at all, because really what happened was is that we just put a little bit too much dip on our chip. We really just put too much dip on our chip. And we took too much than we could handle. So yeah, I think that's what helps me keep myself accountable, is just having little goals that I set myself to. And also like my podcast schedule, when I can have stuff written out and have stuff far in advance, it helps me as well. That's personally for me though. Some people are not like that. Some people can do stuff on the fly. I've learned in the past year of myself, of someone that has been working really hard and someone that has a lot of projects going on, that I have to have stuff planned out in advance, because when I do not is when my brain just scrambles up and I just freak out and I just feel like I have a lot going on. So when I can see stuff for myself out, planned out in ahead, in advance, whatever the case may be, it helps me and it helps myself keep me accountable. But I think another way that we can think of you know, being the change you want to see in yourself, or just getting to the person that you envision yourself to be, but you're just not there yet. I think a lot of it is just staying in our own lane. So I feel like I've talked about this before in the podcast. I know I always say that because I know a lot of stuff I say might be reiterated, but it all comes full circle. But I think I've talked about it before where I said that a lot of us, we look at what everyone else is doing and we compare ourselves to that. And you cannot do that. You have to stay in your own lane, because people's journeys are not always documented, because we don't have to document every little aspect of our journeys, of our paths, ever. We don't have to do that. No one's obligated to do that at all. So it's important for you to stay in your path, because if you're too focused on what someone else is doing, that means you're not focused enough about what you're doing and where you're going. And that is your downfall. I'm telling you that right now. That is your only downfall, is worrying about what Susie Lou Who is doing over there. Because guess what? Susie Lou Who is worried about herself and herself only. And yes, she has people around her that she supports and uplifts and wants to see do great too. But it's never going to be more than she sees herself doing. You know what I'm saying? It's never going to be more priority, I should say, than what she's doing for herself. So that's why Susie Lou Who is, you see her growing and climbing up her life chart, her life ladder, I should say. And you're not, because you're too worried about her and you're not worried about what you're doing. How does that even happen? Rationalize that for yourself. How can it work that you're so worried about someone else's journey and life and goals and what they're doing and how they're doing it, and they got there before I did, and you're not doing it yourself? Well, then that's the other issue. They got there before I did. Well, why are you not there? And yes, I just took a really deep, long pause in that, because I wanted that to sit in. Well, why are you not there? And I think the question also answers itself when you think about why you're not there. Because you're too worried about other people. You're too worried about what everyone else got going on. You're not worried enough about yourself. You have to stay in your own lane. If I were to worry about what everyone else is doing in your life, I would not be, first of all, I wouldn't be able to see everything that I have in abundance and everything that God does for me every single day. I wouldn't be able to see that. And then I wouldn't be able to focus on me and better myself and see the cracks and the gaps in my life, in my journey, in my path that I need to fill up in order to get to the different levels of my life. There's no way that you can sit here and be worried about yourself and worry about your own goal if you're worried about somebody else. It does not work that way. It's never worked that way. Jeff Bezos isn't worried about Bill Gates. One, they have two different companies with two different goals and two different interests. But for the most part, it's because he can't be sitting here checking Bill Gates' pockets and checking Bill Gates' progress and be worried about his progress. It's going to fall short every single time. So that's something to remind yourself of, is just to stay in your own lane. You'll get there when you get there, but you'll get there in your timing and when it's right for you, and because you put in the work yourself and you focused on yourself and you really put in the time and the effort to make yourself a better person. You weren't worried about what everyone else did, because that person probably did the same thing. They probably were on the same journey you were on, and they realized that they could only worry about themselves, and that's why they are where they are right now. So I am a huge believer in what you put out is what you get back in. And an easy analogy for me would be like my podcast, right? If I didn't promote my podcast, if I didn't share it on every social media platform I have, if I didn't try to interact with you guys, with my target audience about my podcast, or have different interactive posts for you guys to kind of get your headspace on my podcast, where you guys are at and how you guys are listening, what you guys are feeling when you listen to it, I don't think I would have as the many listeners as I do. I don't think I would have a great output for my podcast. I think my podcast would kind of just be stagnant. And it's all about the hard work that I put into this podcast is why I get so great reactions from my podcast, right? So I think that's what happens in life as well. What we put in is what we get out. And I think a lot of people miss that step, or they kind of overlook that step. And they just think, especially in our generation, everyone just does stuff so fast. We see so many people that, you know, they have YouTube and they get so much money off that, or they have money online. You know, they just show how they have houses and cars and they do minimal, you know, their job is some millennial job. You know what I'm saying? Like, our generation is just creating so many different new ways of income that it's crazy. And so we think, oh, if I just have a YouTube channel, I'll be a millionaire. No, you don't know how long it took them to grow their channel, to grow the subscriber list, to grow content, to find their target audience, to find what their audience likes, you know, what videos they like to for them to post. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? It could take years for someone to get to that space. And then once you got it, you're set. You're golden. But it's a lot of work. And anything's a lot of work. So I think that is the main thing that our generation kind of lacks, is that we see this instant gratification generation right now. That's where we're in. We see the instant gratification and we just feel like, well, if I just put in minimum work, I'm going to get maximum results. That's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. So I feel that whatever you put out, you will get back in return, whether that's good or bad, and you have to take the good and bad. So make sure that when you manifest things or when you ask the universe for things, that you're putting in the work to get those things, and you're not just thinking that those things will come to you because you wish for them. That's never happened to anyone. We've all wished for things and we didn't get it. For multiple reasons, not because we didn't put the hard work in, but maybe it wasn't the right time for it either. But for most cases, it's because we weren't obtaining them. I always say, if I, you know, ask God to help me on my test and get an A, but I didn't study, there's no possible way that he can help me. You know what I'm saying? There's just no way. There's no way I could pray for that A, but I didn't study for it. There's just no way. So that's just how I think of it. And I hope you guys think of it like that way too. So now let's talk about adulting, which is kind of on brand for my podcast, because I think a lot of my listeners and my target audience are people that are either stepping into young adulthood, or they already are here, or they've been here for a little minute. Or even when you were younger, you kind of had responsibilities that made you kind of, you know, not grow up too fast, but you know, you kind of had to learn about the world and how it works a little faster than other people that were your age. So perfect responsibility of adulting is just taking care of responsibilities and very much prioritizing your time. I think that goes like overlooked a lot when people think of adulting, because people think about, oh, you have bills, you have this, you have that, but it's prioritizing your time is important too. Like if you set out time in your day, like it's really at least my days are kind of scheduled out. So I know I have work on these days. I know I have to work on my business at this time, because I work from that time to that time, and it's just blocking out certain times to work on certain things. And I have to hold myself accountable to that, because I know if I even miss a day of something, then I'm going to be behind in that, right? And I probably won't have time to do it the next day, because I had time today, but I don't have time tomorrow. I don't have, you know, it's just a lot. It's just a lot. And that's why Sundays, like I think I said before, Sundays are really my biggest work days. Like it's when I get a lot of my stuff done, because I know throughout the week I'm working. And I'm working really hard, and I try to fit in things in between different things. Like Friday, I had to go to a meeting with my business banker before I had to go to work, and I tried to fit that in, and luckily I got it in, but it kind of went a little longer than I wanted, but I scheduled my meeting early enough that it wouldn't interfere with my work. And that was me prioritizing my time and making sure I handle my responsibilities, because also I couldn't make the excuse at work, oh, I was with my business banker, that's why I'm running late. No, like they don't care about that. They care about me being on time to work, right? Also, it's about finances and handling money. So I know a lot of us right now are wondering how to save money and how to not splurge. And ever since I was young, I've always had the mindset of, do I want this or do I need this? And it's always helped me. It's what I tell my friends too when they ask me, how do you save so much money? I always think like, do I want this or I need this? And a lot of the times I want stuff, but I don't need it. What I need are groceries. What I need are clothes on my back. But if I already have a lot of clothes, I don't need more. If I have enough clothes to sustain myself, I'm good. I don't need more. I just want more. What I need are shoes on my feet. But if I have enough shoes, then I'm good. You know what I'm saying? If my shoes are good, the soles have holes in them, I'm good. And that's how I save a lot of money. And I also prioritize my money. I also put money to the side that I know I don't want to touch. And I make goals for my money as well. I say, okay, this month I want to make this much money, or this month I want to save this much money. that's how I prioritize my stuff. And I also know that if I have bills, that that money needs to get paid. There's no excuse for it. So I also make sure that I have the money to pay my bills. I don't sit there and spend my credit card payment money on shoes, or I don't sit there and spend my my car insurance money on clothes. I won't do that because then I'll get in trouble with the credit bureau, and I don't want that. It's going to affect my credit score. So we can get to a whole different episode about money and stuff, because it's a lot that I could tell you guys about saving money that I've learned over the years. But yeah, that's my biggest tip, is do you want it or do you need it? And that has helped me in all my years save money, even since I started saving money probably when I was like 10 years old. That's when I started like being really like financially, like, you know, savvy and really smart about my money. So yeah, that's how I save money, for me. Yeah. And then the transition from childlike state to woman, man-like state, I think I kind of touched on that a little bit, but it's just basically your mindset. You know, we're all getting busy, so it's not an excuse to be like, oh, I'm so busy. We're all getting busy. We're all getting to a state in our lives where it's like we're needed in so many different aspects, right, of our lives. We're needed with friends. We're needed with family. We're needed with loved ones. We're needed with partners, you know, or spouses or whatever. We're needed with, some of us have kids at this age. It's just really weird. We're all in different times and spaces in our lives, but yet we're all at the same age. So it's really just about holding yourself accountable, like I said before, and just making sure that you stay on top of your stuff. Adulting can be hard. It can be overwhelming. I know that every time I turn around, I have to pay for something, or something needs to be taken care of, and it can get really daunting. It can feel overwhelming at times, but if you pace yourself and you make sure that you, like I said, schedule your stuff out, then you will, I think you'll be better off to be on your adulting way. But also just know you don't have to have everything figured out right now. A lot of us are young. I know I'm only 21. I'm going to be 22 in July. That's really young. To feel like I have everything figured out. And I'm just now getting to this space where I feel like, okay, my life is, I kind of know what I'm doing in my life. So yeah, don't feel like you have to have everything figured out. But yeah. Okay, so the end of this week's episode is going to be a little different, because I've decided to open up an advice column here on the Tariq Kalani podcast. And basically, you guys just send me in things you want advice on or questions you have, and I answer it here on the podcast. It can be anonymous as well. Yeah, but it just, I hope we can do it every week, but it just depends if people send me stuff that they want me to give advice on or answer. So this week I have two questions, and one is from Shannon, and it says, how to stay productive and motivated. So my advice for that, which is crazy, I'm getting advice on that, because I used to be the least productive person I know, but now I've just turned into this like workaholic, productive little person, is, like I've said, I think earlier in this podcast episode, actually, is to make sure you just keep yourself on a schedule. I think it's really easy when you have your, when you can visualize and see it planned out, when it's not just like in your head, or even if you wrote it down somewhere, have it planned out. So for me, I went to Five Below and I got a dry erase calendar, and I write out like every day what I would like to achieve, or if I have rest days, or like, you know, stuff like that. And I just do it that way, and it helps me stay on task and stay motivated to do it, because I know, like, okay, today this is what I'm focused on. I don't feel overwhelmed as well. I don't feel like it's overbearing. It's day by day, piece by piece, and it really helps me to kind of visualize and see what I need to do, as well as see that I've marked stuff off. So it kind of helps me feel like, okay, that week I was really good. I marked every day off. I was good on that. So that's what my advice would be. But if you don't have a dry erase calendar, that's obviously okay. I would say to just pace yourself. Don't feel like you have to do everything at one time. Pace yourself and you will get it done. And make sure that at least give yourself, if you have things you want to get accomplished in a day or a week, just pace it out by one little thing. I don't know, an example could be if you wanted to post, if you're into YouTube, you want to post a YouTube video, to film the YouTube video one day, and then the next day you edit it, or the next day you pick a thumbnail for it, or the next day, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like that, where you pace yourself, and before you know it, your YouTube video is done and ready to be posted, and boom, you're done. And even after that, you could pace yourself by saying, okay, today I'm going to promote my YouTube video. Stuff like that. So that's how I would say to keep yourself productive and motivated, especially in times like these where, you know, Corona has really hit a lot of us and we just feel like, ugh, blah. But also what helps me as well is giving myself rest days, like I said. You don't want to overwork yourself, because then you can't give yourself more than what you already have. You know what I'm saying? So if you kind of just feel like defeated because you've been working so much, that means you kind of just need to take a breath and slow it down, and you'll be okay. So yeah, that's what I would give my advice for that. And then my next one is from Jocelyn, and it says, if I had one piece of advice to give the world, what would it be? And I would say it would be to be kinder to yourselves and to others. I think a lot of what we see in the world right now is people that first were not very kind to themselves because someone was not very kind to them. And it's just a cycle of hurt people hurt people. So I think if you were kinder to yourself, maybe you could find a way to be kinder to other people. Because that's a lot of people that are mean girls, or, you know, mean guys. I don't know if that's a thing. But there are people that are very harsh on themselves and people that kind of don't see themselves in a very good light. And so when they see other people that are in spaces that they wish they would be in, they feel like it's their job or their duty to kind of go in on those people and make those people feel bad about themselves, and that makes them feel better. But at the end of the day, you won't feel better because you're still not healed up inside. So be kind to yourself. Do stuff nice for you. Don't expect people to do nice things for you first. Do nice things for yourself first. And maybe nice things maybe people will do nice things for you in suit of that. But yeah, be nicer to yourself and in turn be nicer to other people. That's the advice I would give the world right now. Okay, guys, so this is the end of the Tariq Kalani podcast. Thank you guys so much again for listening. As always, we want to end it off on an affirmation. So, I think today's affirmation is going to be, everything I want has already found me. I think that's what it's going to be. Everything I want has already found me. Yeah, I like that one. Okay, guys. So thank you again for listening. I wish you guys a very prosperous week. I hope you guys get everything you want, and I hope you guys are staying blessed and healthy. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, I hope you're staying very, very warm. We've had a lot of snow lately, and it's been very cold. So stay very, very warm. Stay safe, guys. And as always, have a beautiful and blessed week. Bye.